Oh yeah, the week has begun. And we are hanging out with Lori and Julia on a Monday afternoon. We are about 16 minutes away from announcing another name in our Live for Free giveaway. And we're also doing our virtual Santa project today. So if you want to help out the kids from the Ronald McDonald House, you've done it in the past. We've done it for 13 years now, but this is a year we can't do toys in person. We're not doing Santa Stops. We're not doing a live broadcast from the Chan. Maybe we should do a pretend one, maybe.
Should we?
Let's do a fake one. We'll get...
Let's pretend that we're asking about the Prince star on the stage right behind us. Lori, dim those lights. They're in my eyes. That's what Lori always says when we get there. The lights are too bright. They're in our eyes. And I'm like, I love them in my eyes.
You love the bright lights of the stage.
You just said, I love the men in my eyes.
Did I say?
Yeah.
Well, I do like men in my eyes.
I love the men in my eyes.
I like the man in my eyes.
What's Mick? You could pretend Mick Sterling's out here with us.
Right.
Anyways.
It was just
a dream I had.
But anyways. They always had the best appetizers. We've had some of the funnest shows there, Lori. We really have. All right.
Anyways, if you feel like supporting the kids, we're taking monetary donations at mytalk107.com. Keyword Santa.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Can I give you an update?
It depends on what it is, because right now, I don't know if I like where your fuse is going.
This is a good one, okay?
We'll be the judge of that.
I know you will, Lori. Nothing gets by you. Okay, so here's the deal. Jane Seymour has been out doing a lot of talking.
I told you, she's so frank.
She is.
Talking about falling in love with her.
Co-star.
Running away to Tahiti with a guy who was her boyfriend. And when they got back from Tahiti after she fell in love with him, he was cast on Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. And then they weren't a couple anymore.
That's not how it happened.
Okay.
Okay, so Jane Seymour has been married 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
She, back in the day when she grew up, because she's 70-something, if you wanted to have sex with someone, you married them. So she first married Michael Attenborough, the son of actor Richard Attenborough, when she was 21. Then she married a guy named Jeffrey Planner. Okay, these were very short-lived marriages.
She's 69. 69,
mm-hmm. All right. Great year. So in 1980, she filmed the movie Somewhere in Time, which was with Christopher Reeves and herself. And she...
They were beautiful.
They were beautiful together. And this was on Mackinac Island at the Grand Hotel, which, if you've never been to, is lovely. I went a couple years ago. And those two... had a romance.
Yes.
During that time.
And they were both single.
Fell madly in love with each other. They wrapped up everything. They're ready to continue with their relationship. And what happened?
He got cast as Superman?
No, his ex-girlfriend found out she's pregnant.
Dana?
No, Dana he didn't meet till the 90s.
Okay.
No, back in the day. This is 1980.
Okay, got it.
So that ended.
Oh,
geez. Never knew that story until I watched Entertainment Tonight last night.
Okay.
Then, right before she got the show Dr. Quinn, she finds out from her ex-husband, she divorces him, she's $9 million in debt, she's got every bank calling after her, she's got everyone coming after her for everything, and she tells her agent, book me
anything.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So they come to her with this Dr. Quinn medicine woman thing. So they film the pilot and she meets Joe Lando, who's 15 years her junior, who's the beautiful wilderness man, call him.
And they go on a vacation together.
They fall in lust,
yes,
making the pilot like go crazy for each other, then decide to go to Bora Bora.
Yes, Bora Bora. That's
And then they come back from Bora Bora.
And he says,
he says, it's not going to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then like literally
the next
shortly
day.
Thereafter, they say, we've picked up the pilot on CBS for Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Yeah, no, I saw her give an interview to Billy Bush and she told him that chemistry you saw was really coming for me because I was... like I had fallen in love with him and
he didn't want me. So here's the only time they talked. And they did the show for 6 or 7 years, okay?
Oh, a long time.
They did not talk to each other except for the dialogue when they were filming or when they were making out.
How is there never any gossip about those guys in the that was even
Have no idea. And then she ends up during the filming of this, she ends up marrying one of the directors, Stacey Keach's brother, James Keach.
Mm-hmm.
And James And they had kids together, and he's the one who had the cocaine problem.
Yeah, I know.
At the end.
I always felt like she was like, they were like Beauty and the Beast. I was like, why isn't she with somebody better looking? But yeah. She'd already been with really good looking people. And right. Look what that got her.
Right. There you go.
Well, how about did you enjoy the sit down on CBS Sunday Morning with George Clooney yesterday?
Yes. And he was on Entertainment last night, too. Yes. Oh, yeah. He's speaking right now.
He's speaking because he's got a movie that's coming out like on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. So this is from CBS Sunday Morning. I forget what the reporter's name is. She's Darling. Yeah, she was at his house.
Yes.
In Beverly Hills talking about... I have to see, after we play this cut, yeah. I want to see, do you really believe him or was he just pranking us?
And have you been cutting your own hair?
Mm-hmm. I've been cutting my own hair for 25 years.
So it has nothing to do with quarantine?
No. Look, my hair's like really like straw, you know, and so it's easy to cut. You can't really make too many mistakes. So years ago, I bought a thing called a Flowbee, which when we
you
were
did
kid,
not.
When I was a kid, yeah.
The infomercial, the Flowbee.
This ingenious device lets you give yourself and family perfect haircuts every time.
Yes. It comes with a vacuum cleaner and the clippers? Yeah, I still have it.
Stop it. You don't use it.
My haircuts take literally 2 minutes. I go...
Is this Flowbee?
Yeah, it's Flowbee.
That is awesome.
Yeah, listen, man, it works.
I mean, do we believe George Clooney Flowbees his hair? Julia, you believe him, Rocco?
I do not.
I don't either.
I do.
I know he's practical and cheap, but I just think looking at his hair, I just don't think so. I think he could Flowbee his like a kid or something. But I looked at that Flowbee. They're flying. I don't even know.
It's a vacuum and a scissors at the same time. Well, so it vacuums your hair up and cuts it the same length.
It's more like a mower.
Right.
Not a vacuum. It's a mower vacuum.
It sucks it and it mows it. Yeah. Yes.
It mows.
But it sucks it up first.
Anyway, I would not be surprised if George is pranking us about the Flowbee because he's a known prankster.
Yes, he is.
And maybe he just thought he'd like get it going. But it did seem like a real moment. But I also just feel like George is a prankster. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is like just some sort of little thing he's playing. Because how will we ever really know?
Right.
Either way, it's a funny
story.
We
totally won't.
And he's promoting... something that sounds like Miley Cyrus's song. It's like called Midnight Sky or something like that.
It's about relationships. It's about
but
human
it's in
beings.
Space.
Yes, it is.
It's in space. Julia.
And what happens is he's with a little girl in it. He did tell a cool story. This is going to be on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Midnight Sky.
Midnight Sky. Doesn't not Miley have a song in Midnight Sky?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody's doing the Midnight Sky. Last noon there was a full moon in the Midnight Sky.
Tracy Smith, that's the name of the reporter. She could want to pinch herself. She was having so much fun sitting and walking around Clooney's property with them. And
then
here's one other little nugget we got. I mean, he said really great stuff talking about, you know, Amal. She changed everything for me. I'd never considered ever getting married again or having kids. And then I met her and everything changed. Yep. All of a sudden, I wasn't important. And he's just...
She's first.
So sweet. Yep. He's 59. She's 42. Let's play the next cat record.
We have a nanny friend, nanny assistant, who speaks Italian. She's Italian. She speaks Italian. And when she's around them, we said, just speak Italian. Just, you know, we'll teach him Italian at a young age. Well, you know, we have a place in Italy, but I don't really speak it. I fake it, you know. I learn how to say certain things in Italian that sound like I know what I'm saying, but it's all, you know, it's like learning one song on the piano. Mm-hmm. Kids are fluent at three, fluent in Italian. And it's fun, and I show it off, go, say something in Italian, and they do. But now, they'll be like, eh, Papa, you know, and I'll be, what? What'd you say? And they're, you know, it's constantly like, hey, wait a minute. And Amal doesn't speak Italian either. She speaks all these other languages, not Italian. So now, we've armed them with a weapon to destroy us without thinking. Now I have to really hunker down and learn Italian.
You do. That's great.
Forcing me.
How bad do we want to see those kids? Oh. Those twins are three now, and he says, we thought we were having one. Then we find out it's two. It took me a while to adjust.
And I think one looks like him and one looks like her, that's like they're that way.
Yeah.
And because the one photo we saw of them when they were in New York, when they were like a year and a half, they were like little doppelgangers of each other.
I want to see these kids.
So, but anyway, it was a fun.
He seems so happy.
He did say, you know, that it took 20 minutes for Amal to say yes. He says, because we had been dating like 9 months and we had never talked about getting married or anything. And then I just bought the ring and I just proposed to her and I got down on one knee and it took her. So she was so genuinely shocked.
Right.
It took her 20 minutes and I was like, hey, my hips, I got to stand up here. And he said, you know, it was just, I don't know. We haven't seen him.
Be real like this.
Well,
he's
not
always
really
joking.
Since he's gotten married had kids everything.
He's changes people.
He's done behind the scenes. He's done director stuff. He's very involved with, you know, his charity that he and Amal have and funded. And, you know, he's lucky both of his parents are, you know, living in Kentucky and who knows how they might be seeing each other or whatever. But anyway.
He seems very happy.
Very happy, I am skeptical, as is Rocco, that he really uses the Flowbee to cut his hair.
I believed it because I am a sucker.
I went to the Flowbee Wikipedia page.
Can you still buy it?
I think so. Well, I went to Wiki to sort of learn the history of it.
He'll be selling it like crazy after this.
And the last entry is, George Clooney claims to have used it to cut his own hair for years. So
I was updated just last night.
Yes. Yeah, no, I would not be surprised if he is just pranking all of us, and I hope he sells a million gazillion Flowbees for that company. All right, we'll be right back with the Dirt Alert.
Is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hey, Holly.
Hello, Lori.
How was your long 4-day weekend?
It was really wonderful.
What was the number one thing you watched?
You guys are good. I'm ashamed.
That's okay.
Clockwork Orange?
No, I didn't watch that. Although one of the stars of that film, David Prowse, did pass away over the weekend. The original Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. No, I watched a bunch of Seinfeld reruns.
Oh, you
fun.
Did?
Yes.
You know what? They're funny, aren't they?
Oh, Larry David. They still hold. Mm-hmm. Comedy genius. Mm-hmm. I did catch the Saved by the Bell reboot on Peacock.
And?
It was cute. It was clever. It was almost a little too clever. But yeah.
They've already apologized for something.
Oh, yeah. So that's the joke. I think that in one of the episodes, they made light of Selena Gomez's kidney transplants.
Right.
And then some people didn't like that joke.
Why would they use a real life person's name? Like, did they do that on purpose to try and get interest in this Saved by the Bell reboot?
Yeah, well, I think that one of the reasons they probably did that with the joke because they wanted to make some of the characters seem really topical.
Sure.
And like that they were into celebrities and that they are of the moment. So Selena Gomez isn't the only one.
Oh, it wasn't?
That gets mentioned. Yeah, there's a lot of pop culture references. It tries to get meta.
But did they try and get all HIPAA with anybody else? Selena meta getting all over her and her HIPAA business?
Well, I think as far as HIPAA business goes, I think it was just Selena Gomez in Saved by the Bell. But it's okay. If you liked the original Saved by the Bell, I think it might be worth watching. It's only 20 minutes of your time. So. Right.
You know, when you're talking about watching the reruns of Seinfeld?
Yeah.
I watched some reruns of Friends.
Oh, yeah. They hold up, too.
They totally hold up.
They're funny because it's about nothing.
Right. They're funny.
Totally. Yes.
It's kind of fun watching that kind of nostalgia TV.
I have a friend who's watching nothing but Rockford Files in Columbo.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
I went through that a few months ago.
Yes, you did.
And he just, my buddy Dick, he just said it was so soothing.
There's something about, you know, and even watching The Americans where there's not, you know, phones and security cameras.
Right.
And you can have these plot devices that, you know, worked back in the 70s, even the 90s, that couldn't work today. So it's kind of fun to take a trip back.
I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Do we have to play a little something?
I think we should.
All right.
Let's throw it back to this.
I hate this year. Year.
If you hate the year 2020 and your name is Christy Conrad of Edina, call me right now at 651-641-1071 and you are this hour's Live for Free winner. You win $100 just for calling in, and we'll throw you into the hat for the 10 grand on Thursday morning in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm talking to you, Christy Conrad of Edina. Call me at 651-641-1071.
Christy. Call and get Christy love. We'll take it. All right, back to you, Holly.
All right, let's get to some gossip that's happening today concerning Harvey Weinstein. We haven't talked about him in quite some time.
Thank goodness.
Yes, agreed. Harvey Weinstein currently in prison in upstate New York. Well, the latest is that his ex, well, his second wife, Georgina Chapman, and his first wife, Eve Chilton, have succeeded in freezing the rest of Harvey Weinstein's assets, worth probably about $6 million. And apparently, Eve and Georgina do not like each other at all, but they've worked together on this very important topic.
To keep the money so other people can't sue him and get it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. Don't they both have kids with him?
Oh, well, yeah.
Aren't there like four kids? I think he had two with the first wife and two with the second wife.
Yes. Yes. Well, and Harvey...
And he is being sued all over the place.
Right. And he doesn't have any money to pay the lawyers.
They're smart. Mm.
So this week, a Harvey Weinstein spokesperson confirmed that Harvey's in poor health, hasn't been able to file his appeal because his ex-wives has frozen his accounts. His appeal will probably get filed at some point, but his attorneys are not doing the paperwork because he simply can't pay for it.
It's kind of sweet revenge on their part.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, to be able to say, honey, we get some of your damn money.
Yeah.
And you don't get to try to be innocent because you're not. Mm-hmm. It is kind of sweet revenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We do have a winner if you want to chat.
Oh, yay! Christy.
Christy is there. Go for it.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, how are you?
Oh,
thank you.
Yay.
I'm so excited.
You must have been listening.
I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
Call right away.
So fun. I know. I was going to start dinner, and all of a sudden I had the radio on. I just turned it on because I just came in from outside, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to turn the radio on.
Okay, that's
but I
so
listen
fun.
To you guys all the time, though.
Thank
yeah.
you. All right, well, what are you going to do with 10 grand if you win it? Because we're giving it away this Thursday morning.
Oh, I know. I just feel so blessed. Our family is healthy and home. And I volunteer for Meals on Wheels. So we definitely want to give a lot to them and just to people who just have, man, who just really had a hard time.
That's so lovely.
I don't know. I think that my husband and I have talked about we just want to give more.
Yeah.
So
lovely.
I think that's what I, yeah.
And it would be like, I mean, you know, whenever you hear about like somebody, like, can you imagine just being able to just say, yes, I'm giving, you know, $5,000, you know, to
yeah.
a charity that you love. I mean, that's really amazing.
Yeah.
Thing, so.
My son is also looking for a topper for his pickup, a very used one. So I may help him do that.
You can do that. That's so good.
You get to keep some of your money.
That's right.
Then he has something to sleep in when he's camping rather than outside. So.
Christy, well, happy holidays
thank
to you. And
yes,
thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Don't hang out. Marco's got to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Got it.
All right.
Thanks.
How lovely was she?
I've heard several people say that.
Really nice. Mm-hmm. All right, Holly, back to you.
Oh, wonderful. All right, well, back to more celebrity gossip. So a couple of celebrities are backtracking, sharing publicly that they had big get-togethers over the holiday weekend. One of them is Cardi B. She decided to tweet her festivities included 12 kids and 25 adults over the holidays in one place.
Wait, why don't these rich, wealthy people who can afford to test everybody and fly people in private or however they're doing it, why can't they just believe that their life exists without putting it out there publicly?
Exactly.
Yeah. Why?
It feels so dumb.
It, to me, you wouldn't have any problem. Just don't post anything.
Right.
Right, right. What compelled her to tweet that? Now she went back and she said,
"Yeah." She then explained she tested. Right? Was it a big explanation like that?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said, "I spent so much money getting everyone tested, but it felt worth it. I was not trying to offend anyone.
All right.
Because a lot of people were getting upset.
Just don't even post it. Why do we have to know every second of people's lives?
We don't.
We don't. But this is just kind of sort of a thing that people.
That
are
age
taking,
group too.
No, not even an age group thing, Julia.
You don't think so?
Look at A-Rod. It's all ages. It's all kinds of people. It's just rich people have rich people problems. And this is a rich person problem.
There you go. Lindsay Lohan has herself a new job, ironically, with a jewelry collaboration.
I saw this, Holly.
Oh, my word.
Uh-huh. So she's collaborating with a jewelry maker named Lily Baker. You can buy it right now. It's the LL and LB Jewels. You can get a tiny star choker, a love necklace, and some chain earrings. Now, we say ironically because Lindsay Lohan found herself in a lot of legal trouble about a decade ago for stealing some...
Okay, if this isn't the most 2020 Sex Monday headline ever, Kazakhstani bodybuilder marries his sex doll after a whirlwind romance. I mean, does it get any Did anyone see this on their 2020 pandemic bingo card?
But those sex dolls have been making the rounds, Laurie. They
shouldn't make the rounds because really they're cheap enough that you should
have your own.
It should be your very own doll. But yeah, this guy, obviously this bodybuilder, wants to be known as kind of the real life version of Lars and the Real Girl. Remember weird movie with Ryan Gosling?
I never ever saw it, but people loved it. I never saw that movie.
I'm going to just say, Julia, this wouldn't, even with Ryan Gosling being in it, he's such a weirdo.
Yeah.
Lose your lady boner for him.
All right. Well, I'm not watching it.
Did you ever see that movie?
I don't think I did.
Yeah.
No, but I had Donnie a friend who really liked it. Someone really liked it. I'm like, what?
I know.
It's not my thing.
Anyway, he posts, he's got photos. They've had a whirlwind romance.
That's one way to get publicity.
Isn't it? Something else.
Someone should marry like a canoe or a kayak and take it around the world.
Yeah. I mean, he's thinking these fake relationships. What am I? A Kazakhstani bodybuilder.
Right.
You know, I'm not Borat.
Suddenly we know who he is.
Even though we don't.
Yuri, he's good looking enough.
Yuri Tolachoko.
Oh, Yuri.
And Margot, he's planting a gentle kiss, and she appears to be a bit stiff in her wedding gown.
It's hard to bend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, really unbelievable. He describes himself. He says he is a sexy maniac. Now, I'm just wondering.
A sexy maniac.
I'm just wondering, is that a two good trigger words to put in your profile? I'm a sexy maniac.
Okay.
And then be as big as he is. And, you know, that's the problem. He looks like with a bald head. He kind of looks like he could be a sexy maniac. And like, I'm not sure if that's good or bad.
I don't think it's good. No. Yeah. And really, if someone saw that in someone's profile... Run.
Yeah, if you a sex doll in your profile, does that do anything for you?
Not really.
Nothing.
No.
Kind of brings
trying to quit.
It brings me to the dating phenomenon known as hat fishing.
Well, right. Because this man, the sexy maniac bodybuilder, is bald.
That's right.
And what is hat fishing? When you post photos of yourself with a baseball hat on, people don't know you're bald.
Or not a baseball hat, maybe a cool hat. Maybe it always looks like you're on vacation. And
maybe
you've got
a Michael's
hat
with the side blonde.
Right, you're at a con, you know, maybe you've got a newsboy.
Maybe
like
a Hulk Hogan hat with hair fringe.
Your hat game is strong. Anyway.
You would assume if you saw a picture, right, Julia, back in your swiping days, if you saw a hat, you'd be like bald, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But the thing is, if you're bald, you gotta make choices. You gotta own it. You're right.
It's not that big
of a deal. But having a cool hat could be part of owning it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. 40% of women say that they have been at the very least hat fish, that they had no idea. Now, remember, people are dating toddlers at different points in their life. You know what I'm saying? You could get out of a long time relationship and you're newly online. You haven't had any experience. You're like, then he shows up and you're like, you don't look like that guy in the hat. You've been hatfished.
I've brought a toupee for you.
That's right. So if
you've been hatfished, which is better than catfished.
Well, catfish, yeah, because you can possibly lose money and your dignity.
And hatfishing is
just that.
This really a term, Laurie? Are you making it
No,
up?
It is called hatfishing, and this is a thing from Tinder.
Oh, for crying out loud! What will be next?
Yeah, you know.
What do you call them?
Blue stalling. Maybe you've come across blue stalling.
What is a blue stall?
That's when two people are dating and they act like a couple, but one person in the relationship states that they're not really ready for a label or a commitment, but they act like they are. So they're blue stalling you. Like blue ballin', but okay, blue stalling.
That's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, Lori.
But I'm just saying it could happen where people, because people are apocalypsing. I told you about this last week.
Explain it again.
They are acting like they might not ever meet anybody again. So they're hanging on to whoever is kind of in their life with everything they have because they're afraid they're not going to get laid again. They're not going to meet somebody. So blue stalling is a way of if somebody is apocalypsing you to keep them at bay while you're looking over their shoulder for somebody else.
And for everybody out there, good luck. I mean, serious. This is such great news.
Well, you brought up about four verbs in like two senses. That was pretty good.
Thank you, Rocco. Yeah.
But there's also you're getting hat-fished and blue-stalled by apocalypse.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, Lori wants
rock-fishing, but rock rhymes with block, which rhymes with dock, which rhymes with the word named sea. Can't say it.
Can I tell you?
It's also known as cat docking.
No. This is...
When someone sends a picture of their wiener and then
who
they
does
edit...
that?
Julia... People get sent unwanted wiener pics.
How long had I been online? How many wiener pics did I get?
Every time you got one, you screamed out loud and you...
How many are we talking?
I don't know, four or five?
At the most. Not even that many.
Julia, you're in the wrong demo, okay? Because you always had such a high age on your thing. You wouldn't even date anyone under 40, for God's sakes. It's no guy over 50 is going to send a rock
pic. You're in the wrong demo.
You're in the wrong demo. That's why you've been rock fish.
And that was from like a dating app or from guys you went on dates with a couple times?
Lori, that number's high. I don't think I got anything. The one I got was from my niece who made up a BS headline and sends me a picture of a naked man.
But you did get sent a few times unwanted. You have blocked it out of your mind because you were like so appalled. You're like, who are these guys that think that, you know?
First of all, don't ever do that if you're a man.
Yeah, but people do. Wanted. Anyway, they got a word for it. Rock. We'll call it dock fishing or cat docking.
Okay. So one day.
And it's where you send a picture of yourself and you have used.
Someone else's unit.
You've used software to change, usually making it look bigger than it really is.
Photoshopped it.
Photoshopped. And so you've been rockfished, hadfished. Blue stalled.
And apocalyptic.
And apocalypsing dating, for God's sake.
And boy, good luck.
Twitter over the weekend decided to have hashtag as a game worst relationships, astrologically speaking.
Oh, what are they?
It went on all weekend. Well, guess what? Bad news for Geminis. You know who you are. May 21 to June 20th. According to Twitter... You get the gold star as the worst astrological sign to date.
Really? My mom's a Gemini. Who else do we know who's a Gemini?
Prince. Gemini followed by Scorpio, followed by Sagittarius.
Scorpio's November.
Scorpios are the sexually most voracious and...
Scorpio followed by Sagittarius, which are early December.
Yes.
And that is according to Twitter. These are the worst signs to date.
Under the hashtag worst relationship, Gemini. It just came out.
It's the two personalities. It's the person holding the weights, you know, like ding dong.
Kanye West is a Gemini. Is
it? Ding dong. I'm fluctuating, Rocco. You can't see me back and forth.
So scale.
I'm a scale.
The scale is the Libra.
The Libra, though.
Oh, what is the Gemini?
Two faces.
Just two faces.
Yeah, basically. I don't know what the little thing is, but anyway, people that got the digital dishonor this weekend. Now, I thought I would do something.
This was so worthless. Well, we've taught no one anything.
Well, I'll tell you why all the cat docking goes on. And rock fishing goes on.
Because people are extremely bored right now and have nothing else to do.
No, because guys, I'm getting serious for a minute. The number one thing that a guy worries about is how big is his wiener.
Remember the lady in Australia who's taking submissions for $35 and she'll tell you.
Yes.
You send her a picture, she will tell you on a scale of 1 to 10 where you rate and then you know.
So now we've solved the problem for all the guys that want to send pictures.
Listen,
there's
guys,
an outlet for that.
There is a person in Australia willing to take that photo and even rate you on a scale.
That's right. But this study, it was 50,000 men and women, okay, were part of this study. And 45% of the guys said they would like their wiener, their schwanz, to just be a little bit bigger. And they found that guys who were average size were more concerned about the guys than they actually had the small ones. But in reality, at least in the heterosexual world, most women, 85% of women, have very little interest in the actual size. It's been shown in study after study. They're more interested in, are you romantic? Are you tender? Do you know what you're doing to please you?
Me, right.
Okay, that's what women are. Whereas the guy just thinks if he's just got, you know, some big masher, he's just going to be great and please everybody.
Well, send your photos to us, Jerry, and find out where you're right.
So, and it's difficult for guys because they see their wiener and they might see another guy in a locker room, but the porn has skewed everybody's eyes. It's made, you know, everybody have these, like, this is not normal. Most women will run shrieking from a 12-inch, you know, gigantuan sort of a thing. You're like, ah!
Just a sort of a thing.
That looks like a baseball bat. Get that away from me. So, guys,
helpful.
I know it, but teenage boys are the most likely to pull out the tape measure or a ruler.
Well, sure.
You know, to find out how.
Have you weighed your breasts? You don't even have big boobs.
No.
But at one point in my life, I weighed a boob. I mean, people do different things. Listen, to figure out where they rate.
This is for real. This is what I know. Every piece is unique, and it doesn't stop growing until it's 21. That's fact.
Okay, wacko.
I didn't know, yeah.
And this was brought to
that
you by...
That is a fact. Like, laying a penis, every penis is unique, okay? Just like every vulva is unique, Julia. Oh,
here we go. She's going to wax poetically about the vulva.
And the penis does
vulva
not...
Vulva days are here.
...stop again? Growing until the age of 21.
Thank you.
So, you know...
The brain doesn't stop till 24.
That's right. And of course,
which head are we talking about?
And then also,
go to the head of the glass.
And then also the other thing that guys worry about, Julia, is
are you still?
I am.
You think you were
Julia's
catching?
On a roll there for a
you were catching these.
I did.
Was that what was the head of the class reference? Is that like
go
the commercial
the
for
class.
The board game?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I won't even get to the angle.
Please stop.
Because some point up and some point straight down and some bend right and some bend left. It's all normal.
Is that a left hand or a right hand turn you're showing me?
Yes.
I don't know where to go. Oh. Oh, look at the time.
Look at the time. Please. Don't ever measure it when it's flaccid, damn it. That is the wrong time to take out the tape measure.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, do you have an election?
Hopefully you'll have it under control in 4 seconds
maybe,
for your Hazelden ad.
Maybe. Okay. Oh, my God.
Please
That's
give.
Great.
Those families are going through a tough, tough time, and they're doing it far from home, and we're trying to help. So my talk keyword Santa.
Thanks, Rocco. Okay, so we've recovered. Not really.
I'm trying to do a Sex Monday type of a thing.
Like what?
Well, all the words that we just came up with. Go to the head of the class. Should that be a hashtag?
I watched
a couple Go to the Head of the Class commercials during the break.
Just, did you?
Yeah, because there's that. I forgot about that game.
Oh, gosh. We played that with the kids. No, that was funny. All right, so if you're just joining us, we've been extra silly during Sex Monday. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, no kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, I couldn't...
Sometimes it's great to just giggle.
Well, you know, I couldn't resist a headline that says, what is the average penis size? Well, question mark, question mark.
It screamed at you, Lori.
It did, because, you know, the wiener can be a taboo topic, and men often worry that that theirs is smaller than what, and they're really, all the misconceptions.
Tune in tomorrow at 5:30 when I give you the name and address of the woman in Australia. willing to take your photos. Remember, it was just like $35.
Right.
I'll find it. I will find that for tomorrow.
Oh,
all right.
My gosh.
All right, so other headlines that happened.
Well, Jennifer Lawrence, her family farm in Kentucky burned down to the ground over the holiday. Whenever people talk about her family, they always mention she grew up on a family farm. And
right?
I guess whenever I thought of that, I guess I kind of thought that she had a hard scrabble life, but probably not. I mean, But they've had
hard Scrabble. Is that like a hard scrap life or what's
hard Scrabble life?
I've never heard that Scrabble.
Hard Scrabble. It means that you've had to scrabble to put food on the table or clothes on the
hard.
It's an old literary gothic word, Julia, I think.
I just was scrabbling all the time.
Anyway, I guess it's called Camp Hi-Ho, and they've run, it's been they're like family business.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
For a long time. And so, you know, they've run a popular summer camp out of this, a horse farm camp called Camp Hi-Ho. Yeah, so it burned right down to the, they lost their barn, no animals were hurt, and blah, blah, blah. Camp Hi-Ho is a special, but I had no idea that she was not, I just thought she had a hard Scrabble life.
I never even thought that much about it.
Well, because remember when we first met her, she starred as that, it was in Winter's Bone.
Oh, that was such
and a... And that was a hard Scrabble life, so maybe they were just happy to have us think that it was kind of, you know... That she had that too.
Right.
Like, don't play off, you know. And maybe she wanted to keep privacy for her family or whatever.
Sure.
Keep it separate.
Keep it. All right. So,
anywho.
All right. Well, that's sad.
And
news.
I feel bad about Nelly. He really hated being on Dancing with the Stars.
Why? Why?
He did not like
being. Why was he on it then?
Well, because, his agent talked him into it and he gave interviews over the weekend, you know, because he's going to play, who did I say? He's going to play, you know, the
who are we talking
my
about?
My Dingling. Who sang My Dingling?
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry. He's going to play Chuck Berry in the biopic. And he took third in that. He told Us Weekly, and then I saw him give an interview, I think, on Extra. He just said, if I'd known I would be cast and there would be like athletes and trained dancers that I was up against, I don't know what. I think he just felt like kind of a lead foot for a while there, but he was really a delight. But he said he left a sour taste in his mouth.
I am so surprised by this.
I know.
You couldn't tell. He was a good actor then. You couldn't tell.
Oh, a couple times he gave Carrie Ann a nod at the stink eye.
But that isn't her fault that he was cast.
No, I know, but she was a harsh judge.
Yeah, all right, got it. Okay. Well, that's set. Let me tell you what Claire is saying, because I guess...
Who's Claire?
I want you... Claire Crowley, our bachelorette, because she posted a cryptic message, and I want you guys to tell me what you think of this.
She's not with that guy.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, before you spoil it for the world,
okay,
what she said, and she was our 39-year-old bachelorette that exited after... four episodes. Okay?
Unfortunately, the worst bachelorette ever for her.
Can I say what I'm going to say and then
please,
you can give me all your judgment?
Okay.
This was posted Saturday, and how she's holding up mentally after her quick engagement to fiance Dale Moss. And she said this, "Hi, it's me, Claire." And she captured herself by a mirror sitting selfie. "Not clear that you've seen edited on your television or social media squares, but the human one with feelings, insecurities, emotions, and a normal life just like you."
Yeah, they've broken up.
And just like
they've broken up and he's dating other people and she has to pretend like they're not.
And just like you, I'm going through things.
Oh, good.
Big and small that all of us experience at some point.
We would never write anything like this on Instagram, I hope. Get your feelings off of Instagram, Claire Crowley. Honestly, I've got fatigue for you and your non-existent
romance.
She
doesn't like people passing judgments without knowing someone personally.
Well, then don't go on a reality show, you dummy. Honestly, we ain't got time for your complaints.
Well, look at the time. Rocco.
Thank you.
Cheers. Have a happy Monday, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.